Hey, what it do, what it does, what it don't, what it doesn't. Who am I to know? Nairobi Sihami, season 2 has just begun. And this is a season where we get to explore sex, love, lust, infatuation, and drugs. So, let's get really deep into this now, shall we? I am so excited. And I'm listening to John Cena, mixed by Rabudi. He's the DJ. You guys can find him on SoundCloud. He has the dopest and illest ish there ever has been. So Rabudi, keep doing your thing. Hey man, we love your songs and your mixes. Guys, can we just take a breather, kidogo, as we dive into sex and what sex actually is? Because I feel like people don't really know this. Or do we?
Sijui niseme. Nashindu wa jone zame wapi, nyindo ya lusasa itaua wapi. Usi wache endele ya cheza naro, mbake seme jina zote unazo. Nashindu wa jone zame wapi, nyindo ya lusasa itaua wapi. Usi wache endele ya cheza naro, mbake seme jina zote unazo. Sijui ni yaze kusema vipi, wacha tuniseme uko fiti. Kwanza vile umesimama mtoto, unafanya na shiko na joto. Kwanza nikicheki yo kifua, nasikia karibu kujiua. Lip zako soft zinasema, nyindo yangu lazima itasema. Nashindwa joni zame wapi, nyindo yangu sasa itaua wapi. Usiwache endelea cheza na
nyindo yangu itazama wapi. Hey, a question people are asking, especially now kwa sababu kuna dry spell. Watu wako lockdown, Juja City is on shutdown, and all those places, man, like, schools are closed and now people cannot fornicate. So people out here wanking and doing all that, but who are we to judge? It's a survival instinct and it's very normal, so do not be guilty. I know it's a guilty pleasure, but hold up. So, people need to understand that sex is pleasure, it's eros, it's pleasure, and it's something to be enjoyed. But before you even get to that place where you want to have sex and fornicate, you need to ask yourself a question. Are you sure you're ready? Because once you do it, that's it. There's no going back. The first time, there's no going back. And if you are not ready and you do it, you're going to hate yourself for quite a period of time. So the question is, are you ready? Don't dive into this thing if you know you're not ready, because this episode is gonna be hella long. And now we have to know, are you ready to like fornicate and have sex? Because there's this debate that's going on that sex is holy, and there's this debate that's going on that sex is to be enjoyed. Like, it's holy because they say it has to be done after marriage. But we out here enjoying our thing. Like, are we sinning, really? I don't think we are, because we are of the earth. And we're down here. And we have temptations. And we want to be and feel and belong. So, is it really? Like, you guys should tell me. You guys should let me know if it is a sin to fornicate, because based on a religious thesis, I guess it is. But those of us who are spiritual think otherwise. I mean, is it like, why would you want to have sex after marriage? Okay, so you met your partner, you're like, hey, I want to marry you, man, and I want to be with you for most of the time of my life. But the question is, get married and realize that we're not sexually compatible. You cannot satisfy me. You probably have a small ding-a-ling and I have a big like a black hole, Bermuda black hole inside of me. How are we going to do this? How exactly are we going to do this? So tell me, is it something that should be after marriage, really? Like, come on. Is it something we're ready for? Is this a topic we're ready for? Because it's been in the gray area for quite some time. People don't even talk about it anymore. So, people don't talk about it anymore. As we prepare ourselves for what I am about to talk about, I think it's time for us to light Mary J. just one for 3 minutes as we listen to this song. I will let it play throughout because it deserves that spliff, it deserves that burn, it deserves it. So 3 minutes, guys, I will let this song play for 3 minutes as we burn up and get enough enlightenment for this next segment.
Kuona kwenye lockdown, yeah. Ningependa kuwa around you, baby. Tungekuwa tukiwasha, washa. Ningekuwa nikimasha, Kwenye picha weka hashtag. There's nothing better kama good love and laughter, yeah. Sema kile unatafta, and I will give you more and more, yeah. Kasi bahati basi nyambie ni wapi utapatana na manzi hayuko kila pahali, yeah. Hana chali, hapendangi makali, hapendangi maganja, takupenda kila hali, yeah. Haka kamali, sika loko, nika shesha mani. Hako kafiga, nika kale, nika namba nane. Takuwa no mami na wewe tuki jabulane, jabulane. Kama unatafuta pedi, oh yeah. Pedi wa mapenzi, oh wow.
Kugonga vizuri na umegonga vizuri and you are in an enlightened mood because, hey, tuko hapa de haha and pia umesikia you need to look for your pedi because pedi wako ndo atakusort ha talking about that guys sex is it something we really know it's a 3-letter word very easy to say very easy to boast about and it's something people really say like people come out and say yeah me I've had sex and stuff and they say it so loud and proud but were you really loud and proud in that moment so this according to me myself and I sex is something that begins with yourself now hold up I know what you're thinking so let me just explain because what you're thinking is also part of it if you do not know your body how will you boast about going and exploring someone else's body yeah sex is yourself if you're not confident enough in your skin in your body how will you go and make someone else confident and feel your skin and feel every bit of you so hapo ndo unasikianga mtu anafanya alafu unasikia it was not all that it was yo hold up you are not all that because you have not given yourself time to love your body as it is and knowing every curve and every inch of your body cuz being naked in front of someone else takes a lot of balls it takes a lot of confidence to be in front of someone else naked and the lights are on being in front of someone else naked and walking and just like burning a spliff or something hey kama umefika hiyo level man umejijua so coming to satisfaction it's all about knowing what works for you because what works for me might not work for you and what has worked for your previous partners might not work for your current partner so you need to know what turns you on what ticks you and what makes you orgasm cuz if you do not know these things how will you enjoy the 3-letter word hold up hold my phone They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Ae 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 tora gore re nya kairo. Te guer ti oko poi ni devere, to ni vere.
Music ain't about the craft or the love anymore Rappers risking it all for the drip and the dough The industry polluted with greedy sellings Cause we need back the icons who ran this shit before maybe
Aya, aya I hope we heard that was Charles by Max Mongi And he be doing great things out here You need to listen to that guy too He's on YouTube, you'll just find him Okay, so I had to refer to my notes and the point of me referring back to my notes is to let you guys know that human sexuality is a part of who we are. Being sexual beings is a part of who we are and it's something you can never run away from. So I'd like to state before I continue that I am not ashamed. Neither am I apologetic to anyone, whoever you are, whatsoever you think. About this topic I will be loud and proud because I am a sexual being and I am proud to express myself as a sexual being so there's a difference and people don't really know so I had to refer back to my human sexuality notes and sex is the state of being male or female that we all know but I remember as a kid there was a time I was in hospital and I was asked sex and I was like what are you talking about then I got to realize because it was really funny when I was young though I didn't know so Sex is also erotic feelings that we experience and express towards other people, feelings, thoughts, emotions, and what we hear. Like when you hear someone's footsteps and you really love them, you get so excited and you're like, oh my god, he's coming, and stuff like that. Sexual organs don't necessarily have to be involved in reproduction. So sexual organs like the clitoris and the breasts are not involved in reproduction, but they are eroticized. Sexual behavior, excuse me, sexual behavior involves the body being a part of all these erotic emotions and affections. So, human sexuality is the way and the part of how we express and experience ourselves as sexual beings. So my lecturer told me, it is something told us in the class, not me personally, get that right. It is something that is a part of us and we need to embrace it. We cannot run away from it. So it's really good to know that human sexuality is something that is here with us to stay forever. We are sexual beings. And if you shame other people because of expressing themselves as sexual beings, you need to man up. You need to stand up and get to know yourself. Because if you feel ashamed because someone is expressing themselves in a sexual way and you're not, that means there's something you need to work on, and you really need to go back to your body, go back to your books. Let's play this a song called Kenya Fornicating as we get into masturbation.
Oh, mercy. We all victims to tricks of the trade. So I don't really want to hear what they say. Miss thing who kick game, and she just do it. I ain't talk about no shoe shit, I ain't talk about no kick game. We influenced by the milk and honey cream and everything in between. Mary, Mary, I had a dream, I marry Mary Jane. I want everything, I want it any day, anyway, by these hoes hating. We love it, they hate it, they feeling themselves like masturbation.
It is just dope if I end my note on feeling yourselves like masturbation. That was Kenya Fornicating by Fox Elijah and Kavinya. So you guys are probably listening to this and you're like, what the fuck? She's talking about masturbation. She's really doing it. Yes, I am. So, masturbation is self-stimulation of the genitals to achieve sexual arousal and pleasure to the maximum, like to the climax. That's what masturbation is. Like, you really get yourself there. You really touch yourself till you get there. Okay, and you may wonder, okay, I really wonder to myself, who doesn't wank? Like, who doesn't do it? Because it's the first sexual act of every human being. I know you're like, shit, I've never done that before. Okay, according to psychology, I do this and I read it, and I know that it is something that starts when we are kids, when you start touching yourself and asking other kids, like, do you have what I have, and stuff like that. And you play with yourself, kidogo, you know, when you're kids. I don't remember doing it, but it's something we have been taught. And for some of us, we get fixated on that stage, and we do it up to adulthood and probably for the rest of our lives. So you might wonder, why am I asking you to do this? Well, first, because it helps you understand yourself. It helps you understand your body, what works for you and what doesn't. So it relieves sexual tension buildup like a lot. And if you have tension and try and masturbate like before you get into that room where you're being interviewed, or before you go for that exam, you go masturbate. Trust me, you'll go there when you're so relaxed and feeling like heaven. It's also a safe way to avoid pregnancies and STIs. So it is also done during sperm donation, because you know, like you have to like wank to get the sperms out. And masturbation is also prescribed, like the way medicine is prescribed. For us, if someone is sexually dysfunctional, we prescribe masturbation to them so that they can be able to experience orgasms. Because there are people out here who cannot like get to the climax with their partners, and they need to experience it themselves. Okay, because they're not used to getting vulnerable, you need to understand that not everyone gets vulnerable with their partners. So is masturbation regarded normal? So once upon a time, it was very normal. Like in the prehistoric times, it was very normal to masturbate. And then came the Victorian age. Queen Victoria made everything sexual shameful. So masturbation was considered shameful, and prostitution too was considered shameful. I almost said shameful, guys. So many things like dressing in short things in certain ways was considered shameful during the Victorian age. And the funny thing is, the more it was considered shameful, the more people did it behind closed doors. And till date, it is still shameful. It's regarded as perversion and a sign of mental issues. And that is fake. Like, that's being shameful of being yourself. If you feel like expressing yourself in that way, go ahead and do it. Nowadays, it is normal, it is pleasant, fulfilling, acceptable, and very safe. So the only time we say that masturbation is a problem is when it inhibits sexual activity with a partner. Yes, so instead of having sex with your partner, let's say you're married or you're in a relationship and you stop having sex with your partner because you're masturbating, then it is a problem. When it is done in public, like that guy we saw the other time, that is a problem. When it causes distress to you as a person or interferes with your daily life, then it is a problem. So, masturbation is normal. Do not judge yourself for doing it. People call it a guilty pleasure, and everyone is like, no, I don't do it. But deep inside, you know that you do. You wait for people to fall asleep. Use whatever it is you use. Solaire, Aramis, vibrators, your fingers, whatever it is you use. And then the next day you go out here and start shaming people who do it. Why? Because you are ashamed of yourself. It is good to accept yourself and your feelings and your emotions. So get to know that masturbation is normal, it is pleasant, it is fulfilling, acceptable, and safe. And it is also a prescription to those who are sexually dysfunctional. Female masturbation. I just think it's better if I expound on this more. Being female, I will serve it hot. And I am not imposing masturbation on anyone. If you have an open mind and you want to try, go ahead. If you feel it's something you do and you want to expand your horizons, baby, I got you. If you feel like it's something you're not into and you never want to try, it's okay. We are not forcing you to be comfortable in your own skin and in what you do. So, females get the urge to masturbate 3 to 5 days prior and post-menses or during menstruation. Because this time there's a lot going on in your body, and it's just, it is what it is, yo. So there are different types of masturbation and orgasm types. There's the clitoral, vaginal, anal, combo, erogenous, you know. It is really hot. So let me start with the clitoral, where you focus only on the clitoris, vaginal, where you focus only on your vaginal walls, anal, where you feel a deeper urge to pee, and the contractions are only around your anal sphincter. Combo, where you stimulate your clit and your vagina, especially the G-spot, at the same time, and you feel an explosive orgasm that will leave you convulsing and leading to ejaculation. And then there's the erogenous zone, where there's pleasure around your body that does not involve the genitalia. Don't forget, boo, you need to set the mood. You need to use the lube or saliva. You need to use your imagination. Let your mind wander. Do not be in a rush. Explore erogenous zones. Give sex toys a break. Consider erotica and porn, but don't use porn all the time. Train your mind to visualize and imagine. It is mind-blowing that way. So, positions. You may wonder, like, which position is the best for this and this and this and this. So, for the clitoral, lying on your back, spreading your legs and bending them at the knees is the best position. For vaginal, squatting, you squat to easily locate your G-spot. And when you squat, you squat. So, yeah, thank me later. If you want the anal, you do the doggy style because you will have more open space to use both hands. And, simultaneously, you know the juice in it. So if you're using combo and erogenous, you use the pretend lover in reverse cowgirl, where you have to use a lot of imagination. So, there's this major one. The place even had to go silent for like this one. And it's mind-blowing. I don't know if you guys know how mind-blowing this thing can get. So, this is like gameplay. It's like play. It's like, oh my, let's play. Reflection. You sit in front of a mirror and do all those dirty, nasty things to yourself. You do all those dirty things, tell yourself all those dirty words, pour whatever liquid you want to pour on your body, shake that ass, look at those boobs, do whatever it is you want to do. And that increases your confidence, so that when it comes to having a partner and having sex, you're comfortable being naked because you know your ins and outs. And it is amazing. So you need to try. I swear, you need to try. Both female and male reflection is just the ish to go. It's just the way to go. For the males, I don't really have much on that. Excuse me. But you have to set the mood. You have to switch positions. If you're always sitting, try standing. If you're always lying, try sitting. Whatever. Take your time. Switch hands, move your hips, try different strokes. Don't just focus on the penis. Remember, you have balls, you have a prostate, which is the male G-spot. And there's also edging. Oh my god, like when you're almost there, then you stop. Breathe in, breathe out twice, and then continue for that major explosion. Then, you can also use toys. You guys also have toys, so. All in all, masturbation is something you do because you want to, not because you've been asked to. It's knowing yourself and being comfortable in your own skin. It's loving yourself. It's self-love. So get to experience it if you want to. Remember, human sexuality starts with you. So you need to know you before you go exploring other people. By the way, how do you explore other people and you haven't explored yourself? Tell me exactly how. It's like being Kenyan and you've never visited places in Kenya, but you want to go live elsewhere and explore elsewhere. Tembea Kenya, mommy. Tembea Kenya, daddy. And then, utaenda kwingine. So yeah, give me your feedback. Tell me things I left out. Tell me things I need to talk about on this and whatever. Tell me if you enjoyed it. Tell me if you felt like I should have gone harder. And then let's meet next week and talk about infatuation and lust with sex. I've been your host, Wangeshi Mwangi, and it's been fun. Thank you so much for listening and staying tuned to Nairobi Sihami. Asanteni sana.
We all victims to tricks of the trade, so I don't really want to hear what they say. Shit, I ain't talk about no kick game, we influenced by the milk and honey cream and everything in between. Mary, Mary, I had a dream, I'm Mary, Mary Jane. I want everything, I want it any day, anyway, by these hoes hating. We love it, they hate it, they feeling themselves like masturbation. The bush doctor, I ain't got no fucking patience. I do it for the natives, it's my desire. If I don't get my desire, then I'll set the plantation on fire. My temperature is getting much higher. I gotta get what I require.
If I don't get my desire, I'ma set this place. I'ma set this place.
We still believe in slaves, strips of the train, paper chains, and everything changed. Sound the same. Niggas can't really still say shit. New day, new age, new slave shit. Deep with their culture, penetrating. We just out here. Can you fornicate? I'm all I need, I never needed you. What you want me to do? Free boat, you free vibes, is that a reasonable? I'ma do me when I do what I do. What's for me to do? Make them say you need shrink, train to maintain. Ain't a thing changed. Except how she looking in person. Lord have mercy. I got verses like churches. I could murder a hearse, bitch. But I ain't past the chore. Time couldn't look past the board. Passive passion, life, camera, action. This wasn't what I was asking for. Judge me, I dare you. Trust me, but beware to fuck me. If you care to, you feeling lucky like you rare to. Stop before yourself embarrass you. I've traveled so far, but I ain't weary, dude. To all my hard times, I swear I fucking cherish you.
If I don't get my desire, then I'll sit. Plantation on fire. My temperature is getting much higher. I gotta get what I require.
Get what I require.
Desire.
Fire. I'll set this place on fire.
Now.
Take me higher.
We still believe in slaves, tricks of the trade. Pay for chains and the damn thing change. We don't sound the same. Niggas can't really still say shit. New day, new age, new slave shit. Deep with that culture penetrating. We just out here. Can you fornicating, baby? Can you fornicating? Deep with that culture penetrating. I'm just out here. Can you fornicating, baby? Deep with that culture penetrating. You feeling yourself like masturbation. Can you fornicating, baby? Can you dig it, bitch? I know you feel.